Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. Yeah, dog. I got another story for you. I was at work when I got a call from an unknown number. Usually I don't answer calls from unknown numbers, but sometimes I do, and usually I wish I hadn't. This time, though, it was an important call. It was someone from the place where my grandmother lives. His name is Dexter. Dexter is a nurse. He told me that my grandmother was in the hospital. "What happened?" I asked Dexter. "What happened to Gran?" That's what I call my grandmother, by the way, Gran. Just so you know, Dexter knows I call her that because I see him at least once a week. I go play cards there every Tuesday night. Dexter said that Gran fell out of bed last night and broke her hip. That's the bone both your legs are connected to. Old people break their hips a lot. It's really not good, not good at all. I went to see the principal immediately. The principal is the boss of the school where I work, and the principal of the school where I work is named Ms. Youngdeer. I went to her office and knocked on the door. "Come in," I heard from inside her office. "Excuse me, Principal Youngdeer," I said. "I just got a call saying my grandmother's in the hospital with a broken hip and I'd really like to go see her right away." Principal Youngdeer had been typing something on the computer. She looks younger than you would think a principal would be, but she has gray hair. She was wearing a necklace with a tree on it that day. Miss Youngdeer said, "I'm sorry to hear that, Carl. You should go see her." I asked her if I could go right away. She said I could. I told her that I'd come back as soon as I could to finish cleaning up. She said I should take as long as I needed. She told me not to worry about coming back to finish cleaning. She's a really nice principal. I went out into the parking lot, got in my car, and drove to the hospital. I was very worried about Gran. It took exactly 13 minutes to get there. There's a little clock in my car. The hospital is a big place with many buildings and an enormous parking lot with lots of cars. Finding my grandmother was not easy. I had to follow a lot of signs with arrows on them. I had to ask directions many times to many people. Finally, I found her room. It was dark in there. It smelled funny, like hospitals do. When I went inside, I saw Gran was sleeping. She was very deeply asleep. I didn't want to bother her, so I went back out into the bright hallway and looked for a nurse who could tell me about Gran. I found one, a short woman with a black ponytail, who told me that Gran would probably be asleep for a while because they gave her some medicine to make her sleep. So I sat by the bed, worried about my grandmother. I called Principal Youngdeer and told her I wouldn't be back until Gran woke up. She told me not to worry about it. I was very thankful. Not everybody has a boss who cares about them like I do. I sat in a chair beside Gran. I watched her and made sure she was breathing. She was. But she didn't look good. I sat there in that dark, quiet room so long, I fell asleep too. It was only about 11 o'clock in the morning. When I woke up, it was 3 o'clock. Somehow, I had slept for 4 hours. It took me a minute to realize where I was. I felt very confused. I looked over at Gran. Her eyes were open. They were wide open, and looking right at me. Gran smiled. "Hi, Carl," she said. "You've been asleep a long time." For a minute, I wondered if I was in a dream. I looked all around and tried to make sure. No, this was not a dream. This was just a very strange day. I stayed, talking with my grandmother for a while. She told me all about going to the hospital and the ambulance. She said the doctors had taken good care of her. We talked so long that we started going off into other topics like silent films with Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin, who were two old actors. I realized that it was almost 5 o'clock. I wanted to go back to the school to make sure everything was okay, even though the principal told me I didn't need to. I told Gran I'd be back later that night for dinner. And then I got in my car and drove back to school. When I got there, I saw the kids had already left, but there were more cars than usual in the parking lot. When I went inside, I saw all the teachers and Ms. Youngdeer cleaning up. They were almost finished. They had done my work for me. "Wow, Carl," said Principal Youngdeer. "I never realized how much work you do every day." I thanked her and felt tears in my eyes as she said goodbye. That's all for this time, folks. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.